What are the levels of dam experience? Posted by Henrik de Geur on December 9th, 2009. Before I mention dam job descriptions themselves, many of these positions require experience. But what are the levels of experience in digital asset management? How do you qualify the experience or even rank experience with dam? There are several levels of dam experience, from basic to increasing in complexity. These levels include 1. Simple DAM user. This is often the majority of the DAM users. They mostly do searching, collaborating, and downloading. 2. Power users, aka super users. Applying metadata to assets, uploading or importing, downloading or exporting, in addition to what simple users do. 3. Practitioners in DAM operations. They're responsible for establishing and evolving workflow, training, creating documentation to be shared openly, and supporting DAM users. 4. DAM administrator. Possibly network maintenance, possibly maintaining servers, maintaining databases, working with API and web services, and running reports from the DAM. 5. Configuration. Understanding the relationship of DAM system options, implementation of the decisions made, and configuring those system options to best suit the business and workflow needs. Testing configurations to make sure they work the way they are intended to, setting up roles, setting permissions per role, and setting users within those roles. 6. Implementation. Rollout of the DAM solution. Training users, supporting users, documenting the best practices, and increasing user adoption. 7. Customization. Identify and understand what is missing from the system which your organization may need. Explaining what is missing from the system with written documentation, explaining the value of adding the customizations since it will cost extra time and or money, drafting the vision of what the customization may look like and how it could work with a written end result, possibly coding the solution, and thorough testing of the solution. Ultimately, the best would be to have experience in all of these, hands-on experience at one point or another. If this is not an option, try to experience the most number of levels available. This way, you've experienced what it is like to do this work, know what is involved, and ultimately train others in the future on how to do this work more efficiently and effectively. As a digital asset manager, I have experienced all listed above at one point or another over the years. This helps me when I need to write the documentation for a specific role, audience, or when I need to give training, so I know what is involved in what the user needs to do with the DAM. I try not to overcomplicate any explanation to any particular person, unless they really need more detail. So I try to keep the information at a high enough level to minimize confusion. Now, if you want to discern between individuals who have similar experience in these roles, then start by asking, how many different DAM solutions have they worked on? How many different organizations using DAM solutions have they worked on? How long did they use the DAM, and how often? How many DAM solutions were successfully implemented and are still in use today? How many users does the DAM solution serve? How many assets are managed? How do they measure ROI using DAM? You could use these questions in a DAM job interview as well. What levels of experience do you have with DAM? There is plenty to learn. For more on digital asset management, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any questions or comments, email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.